It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who's their starting quarterback week one next year?
Well, if you could tell me how much practice time they're going to have. Let's just say they no off season, they just start training camp on time, say around August 1st. I guess I'd go with Stidham, but it's, you know, look, it's going to be a competition. And, you know, Jarrett has obviously come a long ways, a lot of things that we haven't seen with a year worth of practice. I know, you know, internally they're talking about this being a competition, and, you know, all things being equal, he was a rookie then. He'll be a different player. But Brian Hoyer, you know, beat him out last year. I mean, he outplayed Jarrett Stidham last year. It's just that economics came into the equation, and they had to go with the younger guy to back up Brady. And you know, Hoyer just became expendable. So, you know, I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer. I mean, I think that Stidham ends it at the end of the day as the starter because he has – you know, potentially he's been in the system for a whole nother year. But, you know, I think we're going to have a real competition if they don't bring in somebody else from the outside.
Okay, so that was a follow-up question. Is there still a chance they bring in someone from the outside, do you think?
I'm not ruling it out. I mean, I think that they're at the point now. You have Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. You have Cam Newton. And the Patriots are in a position, at least right now, until they do something or nothing with Joe Tooney. They need to drive a hard bargain, and nobody drives a bargain like Bill Belichick. And so, and the big X factor in all this is, and a reason why I don't think they made, say, a bigger move at quarterback. I don't think it's necessarily about Stidham. It's more just about circumstances, whether it's the cap and also, you know, the pandemic. I mean, what's the point of bringing in, say, Cam Newton when you're going to need to retrofit the offense for him? If you have no time to work on it, what's the point of that? So I think that all factors in the equation.
All right, that was Greg Bedard yesterday here on Felger and Mazz. That was 2 minutes of basically Mazz. When I asked Greg Bedard who will be the starting quarterback for the Patriots this year, that was 2 minutes of saying basically, I don't know.
As usual, it takes Bedard a long time to get there.
Wouldn't you say that's to sum it up? Well, I'll say Stidham, but it's going to be a competition. You could say Hoyer is going to be the guy. I mean, he beat him out last year. How about them bringing in someone from the outside? I wouldn't rule that out. And so here we are 6 weeks later. 6 weeks today, folks. 6 weeks ago today, Tom Brady left the Patriots as a free agent. 6 weeks ago today. And you ask Greg Bedard, who's the starting quarterback this year, and he says, I don't know, for all intents and purposes. So that's how we want to start off the show today. How do you feel about the plan? Do you feel there is a plan? How do you feel about the whole situation, the whole bleep house, 6 weeks later when Tom Brady left? And again, he officially signed on the 20th with Tampa, but this was, you know, 6 weeks ago. Today was the beginning of NFL free agency, and he was obviously gone the first minute of free agency. So, Maz, I ask you 6 weeks later, do you think they have a plan? How do you feel about the plan?
I do think they have a plan, given how they have sort of unfolded, or how this offseason has unfolded, because it feels to me like they are committed to Stidham. Now, I wouldn't
sleep on Brian Hoyer.
So I was just about to say, of everything Bedard said in those 2 minutes, those six words right there to me are the most alarming. I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer. Wow. So that's where we are in this whole thing, that like we got, you know, let's not go to sleep on Brian Hoyer. So that scares the life out of me. So, but let me back up and answer your question. Do they have a plan? I think so. My answer is yes. I think that it feels to me like they believe Stidham can be the guy. To me, there's one more variable I think that really has to unfold, and that is Andy Dalton, because I think the Patriots still have a hand in that one way or the other. But yes, I think they have a plan, and if it is Stidham, I'm okay with that.
Maz, is that Andy Dalton take right there, an Apple Watch kind of take?
No, it isn't. I'm doing the math. And I think that if you look at this whole offseason and the way that it has gone here, we knew Brady would make a decision. Maybe the Patriots had lined something up beforehand. Maybe they wouldn't. And maybe they did, but we don't know it yet, which brings me back to Dalton in a minute. Then the draft went by. The point is, all the dominoes had to tumble, and then Bill would see what shook out. Andy Dalton's probably going to get released. I don't think that one's over yet. And so I sort of look at that and say, if Dalton hits the street, and Dalton is basically free, I can see them bringing in Dalton and, getting rid of Hoyer and saying, okay, Andy Dalton is coming in now. He's going to compete. And if Stidham beats him out, great. If not, Dalton, Dalton's a quarterback, and then we'll make the switch later.
Well, just to jump in, when you say, we'll see what shakes free, that implies no plan, right? I mean, if you're saying, well, we'll see what shakes out there at the end of May, the end of April, and then, you know, we'll go with the best. That's not... So I would qualify that under no plan.
Okay, so that's fair. What if they specifically have been waiting on Dalton?
So look, I just raised this because I know some people, and Gasper I know has said it quite a bit, they have no plan. This whole thing about they have a plan, that they have no plan. I think they do. I just don't know what it is, but I do think they have a plan, and I think it became clear at the draft that part of the plan was not to draft a guy. They could have had any quarterback on the board after the top three, right? So, that, I mean, they could have had anyone other than Burrow, Tua, and Herbert. They could have had any quarterback, and they didn't like any of them. And so, period, story over. They could have had any one of those guys, the rest of the guys that went off the board. So that was part of the plan. That part of the plan was not to draft the next guy this offseason. So, okay, now let me see what happens here in free agency. So all I'm saying is, I'm pretty sure they have a plan, and it just very well might be Stidham. But we are going to find out. I just wonder how people feel about it 6 weeks later. How do you feel about it 6 weeks later, Murray?
I'm okay with it because I think there is the plan, and I think it became obvious after the draft. The plan is Jarrett Stidham. That was my biggest takeaway from the 3 days. And when they didn't end up taking a quarterback, they bring in some off-the-street free agents. We're going with Stidham. Maybe we have to start Hoyer for the first 3, maybe 4 weeks if we think he's still raw. But that's it. We're going to believe in this kid at least for 2020. We're going to lean on defense and try to win games 14-10 or 16-13.
Maz?
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
So, look, again, I'll tell you what. I feel a lot better about the quote-unquote plan if it's Dalton and not Hoyer. Okay, and I would give them credit for Dalton being a plan, and we can get into more specifics on Dalton later. But as it pertains to, you know, to me, Hoyer felt like, well, Indy's going to cut him. I mean, you know, they get Phillip Rivers. We'll bring Hoyer back. But Dalton to me wouldn't necessarily be just shaken out of the tree, because I think Bill knew that the Bengals were going to have to make a move there one way or another after they drafted Burrow. And the question was, could he position himself to get him? So I will allow for him to be part of the plan. Ultimately, I want Stidham to be the quarterback. The question is, and I think they do too, I think the question is whether or not they can find an intermediary there better than Brian Hoyer.
So, you know, again, 6 weeks ago today, Brady left. And they've done absolutely nothing at the position.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
They've done nothing, big boy. Nothing. They brought in a couple of rookie free agents. So they released the third guy and have brought in a couple of rookie free agents. That doesn't constitute as making any moves. They've done nothing at the position. And as much as there are rumors continuing about your Andy Dalton, my Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, etc., there hasn't been, not that anyone's doing visits, but you know what I'm saying. There's been no hard linkage there between them and any veteran. So I would say this, that if this is just what they end up with, then they definitely had a plan. They definitely had a plan. They say to themselves, Stidham's the guy. Maybe he's not ready to start week one. Although, I mean, I would like to think that he is. But Stidham's the guy. And you've heard it over and over from the draft guys that if Stidham were in this draft, he would have been the third or fourth quarterback off the board. No worse than the fourth. He would have been taken ahead of Jordan Love. May not have been ahead of Burrow or Tua. I guess he and Herbert, you can make the argument. But a lot of people have said Stidham would have been a first-round pick this year. Stidham was supposed to be a first-round pick his second-to-last year at Auburn, and then he had a crappy senior year, and he dropped. So he's had a first-round pedigree. They got him at a distressed price, but he's the guy. He was the guy when they drafted him. He's the guy now. And they've done nothing, and if they do nothing, you can sit there and say they had a plan, and it was this kid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
So to me, that's it. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? How do you feel about that situation? Jimmy, if you've disinfected and wiped down the hounds, you may release them at 617-779-0985. 6 weeks later, can you believe it, Mass? 6 weeks later, can you really wrap your head around it?
No. So, look, again, I've come to grips with the fact that Brady is gone. I thought we would have a clearer answer, though, today. And so, again, I think we all acknowledge that Stidham is part of it. I just expected something else other than Hoyer, something better than Hoyer. Now, Cam Newton, to me, I never expected, but Dalton, I thought, had a real chance of happening because I think there's a lot about Dalton that fits. And, Mike, also this narrative of Belichick can prove with Stidham. They didn't really change their... I mean, they added a couple of tight ends in the draft, okay? But they didn't make any huge, appreciable upgrades in their offensive weapons. So Belichick can either go at Stidham with the same weapons and the same offensive line, by the way, okay? And effectively go in there and say, see, we just changed quarterbacks and we were better, to stick it down Brady's throat. Or he could do it with someone like Andy Dalton, to me, which is just as good. I took the quarterback from the Bengals.
So the
freaking Bengals and won with them.
So I think you're absolutely right. If you believe that part of this is ego-driven for Bill, and he wants to prove he can win without Brady, and it's not all about the quarterback, he definitely proves that with Stidham. He definitely proves that with Hoyer. He definitely proves it with Dalton. Okay? He does not prove it with Cam Newton. He does not prove it if he drafts a quarterback, if he drafts Tua, or if he goes up high in the draft. He doesn't prove it. So, he doesn't prove it with one of those guys. So, if you believe there's an ulterior motive of Bill proving a point, that more than the money or anything else might be why Cam Newton doesn't come here or why there wasn't a trade-up. But, you know, maybe you don't think he's that purely ego-driven. Oh, the only point is I agree with you on Dalton, that he can bring in Dalton and still say, I can win with just about anybody. Because Andy Dalton is just about anybody.
I mean, seriously, again, he's the quarterback of the Bengals. Yeah, you might as well be drafting another kid out of college, albeit a 30-year-old. So I think that Dalton serves the same purpose. Newton's more of a star. And it also does this, and you've made this point in the past, and I think it's fair and it's important to bring up. If you bring Newton in, he's your starter. There's no gray area there. And you're not going to supplant him in the middle of the year for no good reason. You're not going to do it. Dalton gives you greater latitude as a coach so that if Stidham shows during the course of the year that he is ready, you can bump Dalton aside more easily than you could someone like Cam Newton without completely disrupting the flow of your season and the makeup and fabric of your team. So I just think that Dalton gives them more flexibility. And again, I know I'm stuck on this part of it. The Dalton thing hasn't played out yet. I thought the whole quarterback market would have shaken out entirely by now. The Dalton thing has not played out yet. He's still in Cincinnati. They have now drafted Burrow, and there's no guaranteed money that he's owed. His contract doesn't become guaranteed, I think, until week one. So this thing could, in theory, with him, play out all summer.
6 weeks ago today, Tom Brady left. 6 weeks ago today. How do you feel about it 6 weeks later? How do you feel about it overall? Can you still believe it? Never mind the Patriots' plan. Do they even have a plan? Your thoughts on all of this. And the rumor, by the way, that won't go away. We'll hit on that next as well with your calls.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mere cup, but you are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
A 98.5 to Sports Hub.
Cam Newton, a name we haven't mentioned in maybe a week or so. The New England Patriots are now betting favorites. You can bet on anything in Vegas to sign Cam Newton. However, the Patriots have reportedly shown zero interest in signing Cam Newton. Do you think they should?
I think you have to, at some point, ask yourself, is it possible that the New England Patriots like Jared Stidham? You know, Devin McCourty the other day said, we play against him in practice all the time. He's really good. We really like him. The New England Patriots did not draft a quarterback. Neither Belichick nor his dog drafted a quarterback, which leads me to conclude, Mike, that they actually like this guy,
yeah,
and they like him more than Cam Newton. I can't get angry at that. Can you?
No, and we don't even know if Cam Newton's healthy enough to play. Let's start there. I mean, you talk about Tua, and what we know about
That's
Tua.
Right.
And we don't know about Cam Newton. He had two different injuries. We don't know about either of them, the shoulder or the foot. We have no idea. But, Tony, even if we had an idea, even if we thought Cam Newton was going to walk out and the next time on the field be 85, 90% of Cam Newton, these are the New England Patriots we're talking about. I know you and I and many like us of our ilk, people of our ilk, we like to go on TV and radio and in the newspaper and tell teams what they should do. There's one team that I'm not even going to try to tell what to do, and it's the New England
That's
Patriots.
Right.
What are we
That's
talking
right.
about?
That's right.
Should they be interested? Because the odds in Vegas say they should. Whatever Bill Belichick and his crew, his posse, think they should do, that's fine with me until we are proven otherwise.
That's a pretty useless take by the PTI guys. Seriously. If Bill says it's right, then we'll just do it. And who are we to question him? Why don't just pack up and go home?
And Bill, we trust.
Or shut the computer down. I mean, Jesus. Like, what do you mean? So anything Bill does, we're not going to second guess? I mean, that's just wretched. That's ridiculous.
We'll do it for him.
I mean, that's insane. I mean, you say you trust the guy or he's pretty good or you think he's going to be right or whatever, but you're not going to discuss the merits of individual moves because Bill's Bill? I mean, that's like sort of pointless. Just go on to the next topic. Don't even raise the topic if that's what you're going to do. My God, I can't stand that. But the Cam Newton thing won't go away, Maz. Odds on favorite in Vegas to land Cam Newton. Where do you think that's coming from?
I think it's just the math. I think they know that the Patriots need a starting quarterback, at least on paper, and that Newton is still out there, and there aren't many other teams that need a starter per se, and so they do the math and say the likelihood is that Belichick gets Newton. And I just think Newton would be a mistake on multiple levels, and the more I think about it, and I come back to, in a lot of ways, I'd rather have Dalton, because to me, this is really about Stidham, and I say this more now after the draft, when they didn't take a quarterback, and I don't care about the undrafted rookies or undrafted free agents that they brought in post-draft, including the kid from Michigan State. I don't give a rat's ass. Brian Hoyer 2.0
as far as I'm concerned. But I do look at it and say, well, they believe in Stidham. There must be something about Stidham that they like. And so I want someone that is there to just hold the spot for Stidham if they need that. And I think they can do better than Brian Hoyer. So
yeah, that's coming from disbelief and boredom. It's disbelief because people look at Stidham and he's an unknown, and they look at that pick six he threw against the New York Jets and say, nope, he stinks. He's not going to be able to do it. And boredom because people need something to talk about. Newton's not coming here. Dalton's not coming here. Joe Flacco, any other veteran. Bill might be driven by spite to prove he can win with anyone, so like suck it, Brady. But he's going to do it with guys that know the system. They won't have to learn it on the fly, given the fact there's probably not going to be any real training camp or practices anytime soon.
Okay, but the boredom thing isn't Vegas. Vegas is trying to make money. So they're setting odds to set odds. They're not. That doesn't come into play with them.
Well, they know people are bored and need something to bet on.
Okay. Well, maybe that's that. But, I mean, it's just it is odd that Vegas, you know, has you as the odds-on favorite to land Cam Newton. So, look, I think bringing Cam Newton here doesn't prove the Belichick point about it's not about the quarterback because you're bringing in a former MVP and number one overall pick.
Right.
But I mean, so fine. Maybe that's not Belichick's prime motivation. I mean, it'd be nice if that wasn't his prime motivation. Like what? I mean, I'm entertained by the ego battle, and I'll be watching both sides of it, but it's still not the way to manage your team. I mean, you should do what's best for your team. And if you can get another distressed asset like Cam Newton for a really good price, you know, don't you owe it to your franchise and your team to go look at that? And so there's a case to be made for that. It would not surprise me one bit if he brought in Cam Newton and used that exact rationale. Look, it's not about me and my battle with Brady. It's about the team. And we just got Cam Newton for $4 million, whatever. I just made that number up. You know, we just got Cam Newton for a really, really good number. And he's a really, really good player. And we just got him super cheap. This is what's best for our team. He can make that case easily. And so I'm not ruling that out either. There is a plan. We just don't know what it is. And I think it's clear. I think it's clear what was not part of the plan is drafting a guy. All right, your thoughts. Here's our buddy Bob in Easton. Hi, Bob.
For you to call somebody, it's a useless take. First of all, two things for you. Isn't this a show that throws markers and darts at the board because you mock and make fun of the draft?
That is correct.
Yep.
And then you proceed 2-3 days to make fun of Bill Belichick on who he drafted. So where is that? Let me, Maz, and I think you're the one who champions this. When fans call up, and I have a dateline on this, I want to say it's October something, somebody called and said Bill Belichick lost on purpose. And you said, if I die, I want to come back as Bill Belichick because he does nothing wrong. Am I right when I say that?
No, that's my take.
Okay, so as dumb as you guys proclaim, that sounds from fans when they say Bill Belichick loses on purpose. What's worse is when you guys say that Bill Belichick's draft this year. I got to say this again. You guys said that Bill Belichick drafted this year. The people he drafted or the players, to stick it to Brady? Are you guys serious? So he wasted his whole draft to stick it to Brady. Think about that. Fan says that Bill Belichick loses on purpose. You guys say that Belichick wasted a whole draft to stick it to Brady.
Yeah, it kind of felt that way.
Soak in.
It kind of felt that way, Bobby. Kind of felt that way. It felt that way. Who knows why he does what he does. But it had that whiff. It had that I'm proven points kind of whiff. And so, I don't know, that's just the way it felt.
Well, and I never said he wasted it. I think we acknowledge there's every chance that these players can play.
Yeah.
But remember, this is a guy, okay, who benched Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, not because he wanted to lose the game, because he thought he could win it without him. So this is how Bill thinks. And again, this is a guy who told Thomas Dimitroff, there's no difference between Julio Jones and Jonathan Baldwin. They're basically the same player. The point is this. That Bill doesn't, and I shouldn't say it this way, okay, but Bill looks at it, generally speaking, and says, well, when we get to pick 45, we're going to get one of five guys, and they're all pretty much the same. That's the way it feels like he does it. So why is it so hard to believe that he would conduct a draft at least, you know, I don't want to say to spite Brady, but with the idea of I'm going to build my team to win without Tom Brady.
I think it's a backdrop to the whole thing. I do. Did he draft the outside linebacker from Michigan because he's trying to stick it to Brady? No.
No. Like,
it doesn't work that way. But it's an undercurrent, Bob. And again, at least it feels that way. We continue. 6 weeks ago today, Brady left. How do you feel about it? Stephen Haverhill. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, guys. I don't think Bill is going to pay $15 million for one extra win on Shula. I think the season is done with the schedule, and Bill was playing for year two or three just to get that one Super Bowl, and he's not in a rush.
So I would agree he's not in a rush, but if you're implying that this is like a wasted year or a reset year, I don't feel like that's right either. I think they're going to try and win every game possible. They're going to try and finish as high in the standings and low in the draft as possible. So if you're implying a tanking situation, we'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. But I don't feel like that's it at all. I think Bill's going to try and do everything he can to win this year.
Oh, this whole tanking thing's starting to piss me off, too. Like, haven't we seen Belichick enough at this stage to know that he is going to approach the season the same way he does every other season, regardless of who the players are? He's going to coach them a certain way. He's going to approach his schedule a certain way, and he's going to try to win games a certain way. And that'll change on a week-to-week basis. Why does everybody, like Brady leaves, and all of a sudden everybody completely abandons everything that they've learned about the guy for 20 years?
6 weeks ago today, Brady left. How do you feel about the plan and what they've done at quarterback, which is absolutely nothing? Is there another shoe to drop? Your thoughts after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
A great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
From my understanding for the Cincinnati Bengals, all options are still on the table for Andy Dalton. I mean, we know they have been open to trading him. They've had some conversations with a couple teams. And a lot of those teams have acquired other quarterbacks. Of course, the Chicago Bears would do one, acquiring Nick Foles. From the Bengals' standpoint, they're in no rush. Andy Dalton doesn't have guaranteed money. We don't know what's going to happen with the offseason program, so it's not like they wonder whether or not he's going to show up. They still want to work with him. All options are still on the table, and that includes bringing him back potentially for 2020. At this point, nothing has been decided from Cincinnati's standpoint.
As Ian Rappaport from last week. Maz, you're still stuck on Andy Dalton a little bit, huh?
I am still stuck on Andy Dalton a little bit because I think there's been absolutely no movement or resolution towards a solution there. And when I say a solution, I'm talking about in Cincinnati. So remember that the Bengals were in a unique spot. That whole situation there was unique because they had the number one pick. Everyone knew it was going to be Burrow. And so therefore, we all keep waiting for Dalton to hit the market here. And that's why we were able to talk about Dalton earlier on. So, but I think now, given where they are, they have Burrow in-house. I don't know. The thing that stands in the way of this getting resolved quickly is the fact that Dalton doesn't have any guaranteed money. And Mike, again, you know the rule better than I, but with vested veterans, the money doesn't become guaranteed until week one.
That's right.
Okay. So in the case of Dalton, the Bengals can actually let this, you know, ride for a while. They don't have to pay him. The money's not guaranteed. They can wait till the season starts and then cut him then if they want. And my guess is the Patriots have asked about Dalton. I'd be willing to bet that they have, and I don't have any inside info there. Again, you're
Murray,
asking
why do I get the sense his Apple Watch goes off and he like keeps it from us? Like, doesn't that feel like
informed? Yeah, that feels informed.
That feels like informed, like, hot takery. Like, where would he come up with that? Something tells me they've inquired about him. Completely out of nowhere, Matt.
Yeah, you can't just guess at that. They
Jesus.
Either did or they didn't.
Come
so look, you should know me well enough at this stage that if you said to me, are you hearing something on your Apple Watch? I might say, maybe. Like, I'd give you one of those. I'm telling you, this is not an Apple Watch story. But I believe that they've inquired about Dalton. And if I'm the Bengals, especially after that whole
video, I don't believe you.
But keep going.
Me either.
Okay, if I'm the Bengals, especially after this whole videotaping nonsense, the last thing I'm going to do is hand the Patriots my quarterback. So, you know what? I'm going to hold on to him for a little while. But really, when it comes down to it, are the Bengals going to pay Andy Dalton $17 million to back up for them next
year? Oh, hell no. No.
Okay. So, and is anyone going to trade for him at this stage when Jameis Winston just signed for $1.1 million with the New Orleans Saints?
Mass. No one's going to trade for him because then you take on his $17 million contract. Forget about it.
Okay, exactly. Right. So this is my point. He's going to hit the street. Dalton is going to hit the street. Unless there's some sort of rework deal where he says, okay, fine, I'll take $1 million and I'll go play for it. I'm just throwing a team out there, you know, Tennessee, okay, which is just off the top of my head. He's going to be on the street. And when he's on the street, he's going to cost nothing. And I think he would make sense for the Patriots.
I'll tell you, I wonder, you know, just as you said it with the, you know, the videotaping thing that's still out there. I wonder if it's wrapped into one sort of settlement and there's a stare down in some way, shape, or form, you know, that, you know, the Bengals are at least, you know, the football people are. I guess Bill has a good relationship with the Brown family, the owners there in Cincinnati, but the football people are all hot and bothered about Belichick and the taping thing. And so we're not going to trade you this player because you cheated against us and is there some sort of master settlement waiting to be had that relates to the taping and Dalton? And is that why it's taken so long on both? We've heard nothing on both of those things.
Correct. And so I don't know, but here's how I wonder if they're linked. Like, I don't know if they can be part of the same settlement or not. I wouldn't rule that out either. But to me, it's the Bengals are sitting there going, we don't even have a verdict yet. You videotaped our sideline, and now you want us to release Dalton so you can pick him up because you're basically the only team in the league that needs a quarterback now? Like, that's what you want us to do? You want us to essentially give us your quarterback after you videotaped our sidelines? Go pound sand. We'll release him the day before the season starts. Something like that. Like, I wonder if they look at the Patriots and they hate, they hate Belichick and the Patriots so much right now that they say we're not going to release Dalton out of spite.
Okay, so I wonder if that's still on the table, that thing. Back to you, Brian in the car. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, my thing with Stidham is just like the rewriting of his narrative right now about where he would have been last year. Nobody regards last year's quarterback class as this great quarterback class that was like littered with franchise quarterbacks. The other two quarterbacks that went after Murray in the first round were Daniel Jones and Dwayne Haskins. And Stidham fell all the way to round four, pick one something. You know, he's like the seventh quarterback taken. Now you're telling me you fast forward a year to a class that I think most people look more favorably upon the high guys in the draft, because I know a lot of people like Burrow and Tua, and now you're telling me he would have been the third quarterback off the board and gone like as a top 15 pick. I just don't know where that's coming from.
I think it's a good take by you, Brian. You hear it from the draft experts, though. You hear it from the Patriots people. You hear it all the time. Man, when I say Patriots people, Patriots reporters, that he's a distressed asset. He would have been a first-round pick after his junior year at Auburn, but he had a bad senior year. If he had come out this year, he'd be a first-round pick. I mean, I'm not the only one who's heard that, right? I mean, that's sort of a consensus sort of take here in Boston about him, unless I'm mistaken. And so, I mean, maybe the caller's right. Maybe this is just revisionist history, and the Patriots are trying to make themselves feel better. But, I mean, it is interesting. It is true. Here are the quarterbacks. You know, not just Kyler Murray and Daniel Jones that went ahead of Jared Stidham last year. Dwayne Haskins at 15, Drew Lock at 42, Will Greer at 100, Ryan Finley at 104.
Who beat out Dalton?
Did he beat him out?
Mm-hmm.
Or did Dalton? Did he like he didn't? Well,
They made the switch in season. Yeah, they made the switch
a few weeks in.
Okay, so anyway, and then Jared Stidham at 133. But that is like that is a neat bit of, and I've bought it, frankly, and I'm glad the caller sort of called me on it too. Like I've bought it because I don't follow the draft, you know, other than our stupid markers. So when these draft nicks tell me he would have been a first round pick the year before, and he would have been a first round pick the year after, the pass just got him in the sweet spot because he had a bad senior year at Auburn and he fell. That is a neat, that is very convenient, you know, to make yourself feel better if you're a Patriots fan, where he goes behind Haskins, Locke, Greer, Finley, and then suddenly he's going ahead of everyone else this year except for Burrow and Tua. Wow. Okay. I mean, again, I don't know, but that is a neat bit of revisionist history right there.
Well, especially when Belichick himself told us that this quarterback draft had some quote-unquote pretty decent depth to it. So, like, you know, to me, it's sort of like, yeah, you know, it's a decent class. And then, but Stidham would have been in the top, you know, top three quarterbacks taken. I think Stidham's pretty good. I think he's okay. Now, you know, in the same breath, Drew Locke played for Denver at the end of last year and did well. So, you know, now we're presuming that Stidham's better than Locke already. And Locke's, you know, there's still a lot of answers there.
And Murray, are you implying Finley's better than Stidham and that he was properly drafted there because he beat out Dalton?
No. I'm just trying to get any shot I can get in at Andy Dalton.
Murray, if Andy Dalton's the plan and you're doing Patriots games next year, are you turning your back to the field during the game?
Sure am.
You're turning your back. So how are you going to do a post-game show turning your back to the field?
I'll wing it.
So Andy Dalton in, Big Jim Murray out.
Oh, without question. And I think that's one of the reasons they wouldn't bring him here. It'd be such a PR hit. People can live with Brian Hoyer, even though he's a stiff and sucks, because he's been here and he knows the system. And that's people can look at him and be like, well, you know, Bill can at least get something out of a guy that knows Josh McDaniels and has been here and has worked with Brady. So if Stidham struggles a little bit out of the gate, I guess I can trust him. Dalton coming from the Bengals and, again, having very little time to practice, I would imagine, because it's not going to be much of a training camp or it's going to be a shortened camp because of everything going on with the coronavirus. It's easier to trust Hoyer than Dalton right now. It really is. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that, but that's the truth.
Okay, Mass.
Oh, Hoyer blows.
They win the division with Brian Hoyer as their starting quarterback.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Attaboy, big boy. Mass mentioned Belichick talking about the quarterbacks this year at the draft. Boy, he did. He did make it sound in that pre-draft press conference like he liked the group, and it was a deep group. You know, that's a tell. They're going to take a quarterback at least in the middle to late rounds because it's a deep group, right, Bill? What happened to that? What happened to that as they let 200-something picks go off the board and never take anyone at that position? Let's pick up on that right after these words.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, I think similar to most years, you know, quite a range of players and some of the systems that they play in college are different either than what we run or what traditional NFL systems would look like, and some are more closely schematically to that. So, you know, each guy has his own set of skills. He has his own circumstances, and some players have, you know, played well over a sustained period of time. Some players have had an exceptional year in the past year or two, maybe 2019, some cases 2018, and then for whatever the reasons were, the 2 years didn't quite match up. But that's, you know, I'd say about the way it always is. You know, there are always a variety of things you have to try to put together and look at, but certainly there's a lot of interesting players, guys that have really good arms, can really throw the ball, and there's some very athletic players and players that have won a lot of games and, you know, have shown their competitiveness and instinctiveness. Interesting group, probably one that has decent depth to it.
Belichick on his pre-draft press conference, then he gets to the draft. He's got the second most picks in the draft. There's a million quarterbacks available, and he doesn't take one. So what was all that carrying on about how deep of a group it is? You got a conspiracy theory, Maz?
Why, you think he's lying? I mean, I think that when he says decent depth, he meant two.
That's what he meant. Or one, right. I think he meant one.
Yeah, I think he's given everybody the big yank. That's what I think. I think, you know, especially around draft time, the more I think about it, I think Bill just spews and then lets everyone else try to figure out what the hell he's saying, because he's not going to reveal his true hand anyway. But to me, again, you judge him by actions more than words. They had a crack at just about every quarterback in that draft other than the first two, as you noted. Okay, so really, once you get to Jordan Love, the first three, they didn't have a crack at Herbert either, right? So, but once you get to Jordan Love, other than that, there were 10 more quarterbacks taken in the draft. They could have really taken any one of them if they really wanted to, and they didn't. I think that tells you plenty.
Okay, but to what end? Well, I definitely
go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead, Murray.
Well, I think that the interest in Tua was definitely real, and that's not just based on the obvious talent that the kids showed, but because of the program he played for, the relationship he has with Nick Saban, and that he had Michael Lombardi out there talking crap about the kid in an effort to get him to drop to 23 or somewhere respectable on the board in the first round so they could move up and try to get him. So I think, you know, he would have taken Tua or Herbert if they fell. The rest of them, yeah, he was just talking crap.
Well, so Mike, when you say to what end, here's how I look at it now. Again, we're 6 weeks out from Brady. 6 weeks out from the Brady decision, and most all the quarterbacks have already landed. Bridgewater to Carolina, obviously, you know, Brady moved. Phillip Rivers to Indianapolis. Drew Brees went back to New Orleans. Kyle Allen got traded to Washington. All these guys went all over the place. Then we had the draft, and Bill says, oh, yeah, there's some decent depth to it. Now, teams that might be looking for a young quarterback, maybe a backup in Buffalo, whatever, they all go into the draft. They all make their selections. Now we come out of it. Who needs a quarterback anymore? Nobody. Nobody. There's almost nobody out there who needs a quarterback. So if Andy Dalton hits the street, who's going to pay him?
So this is what I'm talking. This is what I'm driving at. You raised it in the email, and it's, you know, again, Bill's head fake to get everyone else to snap up a crappy quarterback and leaving more guys on the street available to him. Chargers and Herbert. You know, it's like, could the Chargers have been in on Cam? I mean, let's just say, I mean, we're just trying to, you know, spin conspiracy theories there. But let's say Bill does really want Cam Newton. He wants Cam Newton's market to go down. Well, the Chargers just drafted a kid 6 overall. Are they in on Cam Newton anymore? So that drives the price down on Cam Newton. You mentioned Buffalo. You know, would Buffalo have been a spot to bring in Andy Dalton to be a 1-1A with their young quarterback as he develops and put a little bit of pressure on him, like Nick Foles in Chicago or Tannehill in Tennessee last year? Feels like that's becoming something of a little bit of a model. Could Buffalo have been in on, well, they take Jake Fromm, who was supposed to be the Patriots guy. So did Bill fake all these other teams that had taken these bad quarterbacks, driving down the market for the guys he really wants from the veteran ranks? That's your conspiracy theory there.
So I do. I wonder. And again, when I say fake them, I don't know that he's necessarily, but he's making everybody think that's where he's going to go for his quarterback. Maybe those guys can play. Maybe they can't. I mean, maybe the other teams aren't really making their judgments based on anything Bill says at all. They say, well, who cares if Bill thinks we're going to pick our guy? But the bottom line is, he's waiting. He just waited. He waited everybody out, and now all of a sudden there are still a couple of guys left out there, and it's not going to cost him anything to get him. Again, look at New Orleans. We were talking about Jameis Winston as being a potential candidate here. Okay? Jameis Winston. $1.1 million.
Wow.
$1 million for Jameis Winston. So this should be proof, by the way, that the Patriots did not want him.
Right.
Because it would have cost them nothing to bring him here.
Let's go back to you, Robert in Oakham. You're up next. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Hey, obviously we're not talent evaluators, but have either one of you watched Jarrett Stidham's highlights on YouTube? There's about 20 minutes worth of highlights on YouTube. I've watched him twice, and he's got fast legs. He's got a quick release. He throws a good ball. And maybe the guy's very intelligent because, you know, Bill puts a high premium on intelligence as well. And the fact that you don't have the preseason to work with. Maybe, you know, he looks good to my eyes because you talk about the eye test a lot. And if you watch his highlights, I know it's preseason highlights, but if you watch his highlights, he looks good.
No, he passed the eye test last year. Absolutely. The thing that crept into his head in Auburn that last year, and I think you saw it even in just the little snippet here when he played in the regular season, is how he deals with pressure. Apparently, that really got to him that last year at Auburn, and even in that little Jets game, the something flashed in front of his head, and then he throws wild. And that's sort of the thing on him. You're never going to see that in a highlight package, because in the highlight package, generally speaking, you know, he's making a play, so he's not under pressure. It's not like he got hit or anything like that. That's the thing with Jared Stidham that we're just going to have to see play out over 60 minutes week in, week out.
The highlight packages to me are useless.
Useless.
I mean, if you don't look good in your highlights, you're never going to look good. The only thing a highlight package tells me is whether a guy sucks. I'm not joking. Like, for example, this kid that they brought in as an undrafted free agent from Michigan State,
Lewerke.
Okay, I looked him up online. His highlight reel sucks. Okay, so I think he blows. I think there's like zero chance of him being anything. I think he smells.
Here's Brandon in Boston. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. It's a little mind-boggling that you guys are talking about Andy Dalton. I would bring in some veterans, some guys that have some credentials like Matt Moore and Joe Flacco, because if you compare Andy Dalton's stats to those two, you get more sacks and more interceptions. So, you know, get a guy with some championships behind their back. And, you know, I think they fit the system. You know, you got that nice running gun and balance system. I think those two would come in good and beat Hoyer instead of out. So
Joe Flacco is a running gun?
No.
Where is Flacco right now?
He's on the street. He got cut by Denver a while back.
Murray, Andy Dalton or Joe Flacco?
Oh, Flacco.
No way. No way. Flacco's a stiff.
Oh, you hate Flacco. Andy Dalton, Murray.
Yeah. Yes, I hate Andy Dalton with the power of 1,000 suns.
I hate Joe
bad
Flacco.
For business. At least Flacco's accomplished something. Again, Dalton has played in, what, 4 playoff games, and he's been garbage in all of them, and we know how bad he's been in primetime games. The guy sucks.
Oh, that's Flacco's a stiff. He's a stiff, and he's a horrible fit for their offense.
Lisa in Watertown. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. So I'm just calling about just what they thought about Brady leaving. And quite frankly, like, I feel duped. I feel I kind of feel played a little bit, especially by him and Gronk with everything that just happened with Gronk. And I get that they wanted to move on. But Brady, and there's all this Tampa Bay stuff and that crap, it just feels like pouring orange juice on an open wound. And, you know, not quite sure how I'm going to get there to trust a quarterback who's had one play in the regular season and threw a pick six. But
well, let me tell you,
maybe
Lisa.
Maybe bring in Cutler or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, Lisa. She feels duped. Should Patriots fans feel duped?
By Gronk, I can understand the case, you know, for feeling duped. But by Brady, no. He let you know he wasn't happy here all last year. They let him be a free agent, so it was well within his right to leave. So duped? No, I don't understand how you could feel duped. I put this in an email today because like the mayor said something on a show, and I've heard this from other calls to both stations since he's left. If you're not rooting for Tom Brady or you're like over Tom Brady and you don't want him to succeed in Tampa, you're a baby. Get over it. Don't act like a scorned lover because you feel like he fooled you. Oh, or like, you know, yeah, he forgot where he came from. If you feel that way, I think you're a loser and a baby. I really do.
No, Jim, but the fact is he threw away an entire NFL season of the home team. That should irritate you and other people.
Murray's right, though, that Brady, as much as he may have wanted to, couldn't hide it. I mean, his dissatisfaction and unhappiness here was painfully apparent. If you were totally stunned that Brady walked out the door, you weren't paying attention.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, so I don't know what head fake he gave you or what dupe he gave you. You know, I want to be a Patriot for life. You ever hear him say that? you know, it was always, you know, I'd like to if they'll have, I mean, I don't know. And certainly he didn't have that tone the last year or two. His tone the whole last year or two was, I got one foot out the door.
Totally.
And like, I never feel he adopted you, us, as his city, as I felt some others have. I never felt that from him. Certainly not from his wife or his family. Like, I don't know. If you felt Brady was a patriot for life just because you're Boston and he loves us, then I think, I don't know what you were looking at. I don't know what you were paying attention to.
And maybe he's been a little bit disingenuous in how he's acted since he's left. Like, you know, he feels angry at Bill and how this whole thing played out. But still, overall, the guy brought you more joy and success as a sports fan than any other athlete in this city's history. And if you're not into him wanting to succeed because he's in a different uniform or you think he's a diva, like, again, I think you're a baby. You should be rooting for the guy.
Oh, I mean, I've got no time for that. At least we've been bashing him the last 9 years as a Patriot. It's like, you know, we have
consistency on this show.
Right. We haven't changed our tune. I ripped him for this crap when he was a Patriot. But you're right. The fan that says, oh, you're not going to come to the, oh, you're not going to go to the OTAs. Like, now all of a sudden the fans are up in arms over the OTA thing after I'm getting blood for 2 years about ripping him for it. At least, you know, if you're going to rip him for the stuff now, where were you 2-3 years ago? Where were you last year? At least on this show, we've been ripping him consistently for 9 years.
Yeah, but Felger, the difference between me and you is you're an a-hole.
All right. More of your thoughts 6 weeks ago today. Brady left. How do you feel about what's happened since, which is basically nothing? And what's the plan? How do you feel about the plan? Is there even a plan? There's one thing I know they won't be doing, which a lot of you still can't get over. We'll get to that after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials here.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.